Shalom and welcome with Bindranovsky. So in this video, I want to share a prophetic word I received on month 11, day 28, the Gregorian year 2022, around 2:30 in the afternoon while working on a boat. I think this is the first time I got anything while working on that. So please ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you through this word to give you deeper and proper understanding of all the details. I was actually wondering, with the initial start of the word, where does it go? So a transcript is available and the link of that is provided in the description box if you want to read along. Just always recommend it. But instead of having a long intro, I will just jump right into the word. Do you prefer to live in poverty or in hypocrisy? How close is righteousness and lawlessness together, as close as hypocrites are to me? When I addressed the Pharisees as hypocrites, they still believed in all their knowledge, brain and education, that they were the only righteous. Has anything changed until this very day? Open your eyes and look around. Kings, leaders in politics, business and religions are still the same. Repentant hearts in hypocrites. You rather find swarms of fish climbing up Mount Everest. Hold on to what you have in me and let loose of everything else. O my people, when do you turn your heads away from watching hypocrites? Have I not told you to go into the world and make disciples? Not much time is left to work. Darkness is on the horizon and fast, very fast, it's rolling towards all the earth. Poverty is also rolling fast with increasing speed and number, the amount. The plans of the wicked will come to pass. They want most people in poverty, such a poverty that most of them will die. Yet they made a little but significant mistake in their calculation. There's a poverty that leads the people to me. And this is at the core of their evil plan, the most important. They did not want even a single person to come to me and find the truth with everlasting life in me. Driven by the devil, they have only one single goal, and this is to send all people into hell. Oh, these fools! I'm not in their calculation, but I will let them know one day my calculation. I calculated every tiny thing, down to the smallest pieces of an atom, to create heaven and earth. And then I spoke everything in existence. Technology today might be able to calculate a lot of things, but no machine is able to produce the breath of life. They think of eternal life by science and technology, but I have implemented eternity already in every soul. Science don't understand the difference between eternal life and eternity. There's only eternal life in me. Eternity is also in death. And their hypocrisy will end in the lake of fire. Yet poverty with the poor in spirit will inherit the kingdom of heaven. All right, that was all the prophecy. Short, compact. Actually, you may wonder what has poverty and in common with hypocrisy. I was wondering myself. For anything relating to the prophetic words, actually, I asked the Holy Spirit for wisdom and understanding. He will tell you why he used that parable or that comparison. So people can live in poverty and have a relationship with Yeshua to enter the kingdom of heaven. But to live in hypocrisy, I think the relationship with Yeshua is very much compromised and corrupted. If it's possible at all, I have not the last final say about that. Repentance is always possible. So, if the world would not be so much under the devil's influence, like to say everyone would be normal, treating their neighbors as respectful, there would not be a massive poverty as we have now. The world has enough resources for enough people, even for way more than currently live. But what we have is a handful of people who have almost everything, and billions of people they starve almost to death. However, at the end, the wealth in this world doesn't count at all. You cannot take a single cent, a single dime up to heaven. After your last breath, the wealth in this world is worthless. But I hope that many people who live in poverty will find a way of eternal life through Yeshua, because in heaven there's no poverty. We need laborers for the harvest. I pray that a master of the harvest will send laborers into the harvest. So they will, heaven will be full. Poor people, ordinary people, can also be some rich people, possibly not too many, but in heaven there will be no hypocrisy. That will not exist in heaven. All right, I will leave you with that, and be blessed, and Adonai be with you. Shalom, shalom.